Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
See your show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the B List. It's B. I'm back. A couple days late, but we're here. Better late than never. You know what they say? He ain't gonna come when you want him, but he always comes on time. Wait, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. The king.
The king. Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what lane we're in. I'm like, who's coming? The king.
Wait, who's right? Coming, girl? Yeah. Everyone, I'm back. It's B. J Law. Wow.
Jay Lawhorn.
Wow. He's in the house.
I'm here.
We're back. What is up?
We're here. We're doing this. I mean, the usual.
It's fall. It's officially fall. It's been a couple of weeks. Okay, we have so much to catch up on. But anyways, how are you? What's up? What's new? What's going on?
How's it? Nothing much. I mean, we're out of heat wave, so we're good.
Okay.
Like, it's cute. Like, it's not. I mean, nothing's happening now.
Currently, Hurricane Ian is whooping Florida's butt.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. I mean, my aunt is in Tampa and she had to like evacuate or something, but like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. So, like, I mean, I
literally right before I got here with you, why did Dr. Miami tweet? Of course. Why do I follow Dr. Miami?
Of course.
Of course.
I don't know. I mean, he pops up on my TikTok, so whatever.
I know. I'm in everyone's business. You know me. Dr. Miami.
Yeah, I do.
Dr. Miami just tweeted. He said, come get y'all BBLs before the hurricane hit.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That hit?
That's.
Yeah. He's a mess.
He's messy, but that's like. Actually good marketing.
I love Dr. Miami. Y'all ain't gonna get me off of him. I actually used to hate him and now I love him. He's basically Scott Storch with a scalpel.
No, I like him. Yes.
Because like, I also go up for Scott Storch.
All his TikTok content, I never, but okay. You can have that. That was never me, girl. Whew, no way.
Can't tell me Paris didn't used to fuck him for tracks.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people have probably fucked him for tracks.
Yeah, for sure. And he has the tracks, though, because if y'all know from Paris Hilton's debut, self-titled debut album, he had all the bangers on there. I think he even did Stars Are Blind, and he did, like, all the club hits.
He was also on Danity Kane's album.
He's that girl.
Like,
I heard he's, like, bankrupt.
I fuck with the track. Well, he spent it all on powder. And then he had to get it back.
And Maseratis, yeah.
it's like
he literally looks like a goblin.
Like a story. His baby's cute.
Did you ever see the new Suspiria? The remake of Suspiria?
Yeah, of course. I love that. I love the original. And I love
the original hits.
The original is kooky. I love it.
Love.
It's so good.
By the way, did you know that the original is, you guys should see the original of Suspiria. It's from the 1970s. It's Italian.
Dario Argento.
Yep, love.
Love. Did you know that
the art direction, the creative direction for it was all based on Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the Disney film. His fiance, she had a dream about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves because they had just watched it, the Disney version, which is pretty dark. It's like on all the
colors. Yeah, it's like scary.
and purple and blue. And if you think about it, it totally makes sense. So if you guys should definitely check it out. It's great. It's so much better than the remake. But the remake has the the old woman who's the head witch, and she looks like
it's Tilda Swinton.
But she's like, but then when they go underground and they see the
You're talking about glasses. Mother. Yeah, Mother, whatever. Yeah.
That looks like Scott Storch.
No, it doesn't. Stop. Yes,
it does.
You are looks eating
like,
him.
That
up.
Looks like PK.
Yeah, because it's like given mush mouth, melted candlestick body. It's weird.
Do you think that the rumors are true that Dorit and Maurice?
Yes. I don't need you to finish the question. Absolutely. Every night. Absolutely.
Are you sleeping with my man?
Every night.
Love.
Yep. The rumors are definitely true. I could like really be messy because I have like firsthand knowledge of Mauricio being like this dude in the streets. It's mess. Oh. He's a mess. Oh. Like,
I've talked about it on the show before. Garcelle.
Full blown.
He tried it with Garcelle.
Yeah, he tries it in these LA streets.
Allegedly.
Like
that's what she said.
Allegedly. I mean, look, I would.
I'm gonna get in trouble anyway.
I mean, look, like Mauricio's fine, so whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not like a bad thing. Is he still the hottest house husband though?
No, I'm Ross is hotter than Ralph, girl. Bye.
Who's Ross? Wait, who's Ross?
Sanya's husband.
Wow.
Oh my God.
The way I know
I'm obsessed with him.
The way I know his face more than I know Sanya. Poor Sanya. We're gonna get into that.
Oh, Ross. Yeah, there's nothing to get into. Like
we're gonna get there. I went on a boat party. This past weekend, mm-hmm. on a whim, okay. Went with Kofi. Shout out Kofi Yankee.
Okay, that's my bestie. Hi, Kofi, my girl. Mm-hmm. That's so my OG.
We had so much
love.
Fun. It was a Beyonce themed boat party. Renaissance.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
There's no way you could have gotten me on that boat, but I'm glad y'all went.
What boat theme would you go on? Like, what would get you on a boat? Would you go on a Britney one?
Rihanna, anything. Rihanna.
Oh,
anything.
Rihanna. Maybe.
Absolutely. Yes. Or Britney. Duh. A Britney boat? Yes.
Rihanna.
Yes. Rihanna, I'm on that boat all day. Yeah.
Should we go to a Super Bowl?
Should we?
She better release this fucking album. I'm not fucking playing at this point. This is a joke to her at this point.
She's playing with us. She's going to roll out makeup. Like, I feel it. Like, she's going to just walk out in the middle of the fucking field and be like, Fenty Sports Palette. Like, I'm going to fight her. Like, I hate
her. I'm so fucking done. This is the ultimate betrayal. Like, at this point, like, it's all one big fucking joke to you. And I'm losing it on you in a minute, bitch. Like, I'm fucking done. I know your Pisces games, and this is
what they do. Like, this is like peak Pisces. I live for them. They're my shit. But like,
I'm a Pisces.
Like, tracks.
I love how you go from love Pisces. I'm like, I'm a Pisces. Like,
yeah, it tracks. But yeah, we live for Pisces.
Well, one thing is, I have me and Rihanna share a birthday. We have the exact same birthday.
Oh, okay.
I think that this is purposeful too, because I think that the Super Bowl is, I think it's like days before or a couple of days after our birthday. So she's going to release the album on her birthday, I feel.
Probably. Wait, where is the Super Bowl this year? No, next year. Oh, that's close February. To me. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go. I feel like we should go.
Listen, I love Arizona. I mean, I've never been, but I just feel like I would love it.
I would never say something like that, but I'll go to the Super Bowl.
I feel like it's going to hit.
I mean, it'll hit if Rihanna actually performs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay, I'm into that.
Did you Did you like her? Remember when she got the Video Vanguard Award or whatever at the MTV VMAs, and she did that whole three-part medley of all of her songs? She did like the trap set, and then she did the dance hall set. Did you like that? Because I mean,
she seemed exhausted. She seemed tired.
She was
winded. Like it was giving dust off my boots because I got to do this energy.
When she finally got to having to do Needed Me, and she's like, and I was like, ooh, don't make that
she's
face,
not
Rihanna.
But she's never been a songstress.
I'm sorry,
like that's just not what we go to her,
mic, you guys.
We don't go to her for the vocals, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick beside her, but listen, I'm getting so fucking fed up.
I mean, I'm a stick there because she's an it girl. Like, yeah. I live for Rihanna. I get it. But like, girl, if you have me, if we end up dragging our asses to the actual Super Bowl and this bitch plays past tracks, I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Like, if she's at the Super Bowl playing anti, I'm going to be like, girl, fuck you. We came to this shit. I don't like sports.
We're
and you
bum rushing
me
the
here.
Entire stage.
Oh, I'm running out. Yeah. For sure.
I'm even like, even the background dancers are getting it. Like everybody.
Oh, everybody.
The cameraman, everybody.
Actually, we could just jump ASAP. That's really what I want to do. So that's more of what I want to do.
Apparently,
so.
That's what they were doing the other day. Did you see the photos going around of him? He jumped into a mosh pit and they were tearing his ass up.
They were tearing his ass up. That was scary. I'm like, why would you jump in a crowd like that?
He is so fucking foolish. It's because he was just never famous
dummy.
Like this. He's not famous and like he's not used to this. Like now you're Rihanna's boyfriend. Like before you were just
no baby ASAP. Daddy.
Yeah, baby
like,
daddy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Ugh. No, that I saw the little clips.
He's
and
getting
I was
locked
dying.
Up.
Oh, for sure.
He's getting locked up. Not all the money in
for
the world.
Sure.
Sorry. And there, he was already locked up once in Sweden. Or
I mean, it's
or
easy to call. It's easy to call in a tip. Like if you really wanted to, just be like, "I got a little something." Like it could happen.
We'll talk. We'll talk offline.
I'm a cop all fall. Just so y'all know. Like, try me. Try
one
me.
Thing about me.
Straight to
oh,
jail.
Oh, I'm a cop caller. One thing about me.
One thing about me, I'm a rat. So yes. Like,
yep. oh my god, I got like a pass for BravoCon.
Wait, when is that?
That is sometime in October. It's like the last week of October or something, or weekend.
Oh.
I don't know what it's gonna get.
That's gonna be mess.
I know. I hope so.
Mess.
I hope so.
I think so. It has to.
Wait, did we ever even? Because like, it's been a minute since we talked. Did we talk about the Real Housewives of Potomac trailer?
Did we? I don't know.
Well, it's gonna hit.
Probably not on here. I mean,
it's gonna hit.
I mean, it looks jazzy. I mean, they're acting up from the door.
Michael's out
like
the
it's
door. Like Karen looks amazing. She's yelling at
and
everybody.
Ashley's in her mess bag. Yeah, I'm here. It looks good. It looks good.
Everyone
and
hates
then what
Giselle.
Else? Well, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's the make sense.
Finally,
it's the Mia show.
That clip of her throwing that fucking drink on Wendy, bitch. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's
the way,
she's gonna be
like,
back.
Mia knows how to sauce people. Mia's
she
really
throws
good at
it
that.
Direct.
I need a class.
Yeah, because she barely
just,
looks
like, it was
and she
so
just goes,
nonchalant.
Oh, you know what? I know it's like nothing's happening and nobody's even talking. And she's just like, you know what I'm gonna do? She's like
I love Wendy.
She's like a Brandy Glanville with a little more seasoning.
Yes. I was gonna say she was Brandy.
It's some home training,
it's
a little more home
Brandy.
Training.
Right.
Yeah.
Like not a drunk, but I love Brandy though. So like, it's fine.
Like I need our Potomac girls back. I need them back. They're. Did you hear what happened?
I mean, I don't really care about what.
Brooke Bailey's daughter.
I know, it's so sad. Yeah, it's so sad. I can't even do it because like it's too new and I'm like still sad. That's so, because she was on the show. So that's why I'm just like, this is so sad.
It's so sad.
This is, and she never shows her kids.
Ugh. I know, because she's, first things first, she's a mother.
Right.
I'm a mother.
Oh my God.
I'm about my kids. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you guys, Brooke Bailey is a basketball wife. And she's our favorite basketball wife.
Her.
Well, not our favorite, because we like Jackie first and foremost.
I mean, I'm a Drea first and foremost, and then everybody else comes later. Okay. But like,
yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But Jackie is definitely, Jackie's the Karen of basketball wives. She's Karen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We love Jackie.
And Brooke Bailey would be like the Giselle.
No, bitch. Why are you playing Brooke out like that?
Wait, Giselle is like a popular
tacky, bad wigs, can't pull
herself. I didn't mean Brooke literally. Is beautiful. I just meant like in the
No. Brooke brings better energy because Giselle can't fight either. So you need to compare her to a bitch who really with it. Like, who's with it? Like, it's no.
I don't know.
Brooke is honestly giving more of a Monique tease, but you just
if you really want to be serious. Yeah, okay. I knew there was something about her I liked.
Like, yeah. That's it. Sin pretty anyways, but can swing. That's what we like.
Brooke Bailey's daughter passed, anyways. It's just so sad from a car accident.
I know. Ugh. And it's like an accident too. It's just so fucking awful. Ugh. We love you, Brooke. Sending you, Brooke. All the love. Ugh, God.
White folk drama's back and in full force this week.
Well, which one are you talking about?
Because Adam Levine.
Oh, right. So that, to start there, it's fun watching that because it ain't got shit to do with us.
I'm watching it and I was like, oh my God. I was, to be honest, I'm surprised this didn't come out earlier. The fact that he had so many DMs with so many random girls, I was like, have y'all ever even cheated before? It's like y'all are so
right.
Get a burner account. What are you doing?
It's like, do you know how to cheat, right? Like, I don't get it. It's weird.
And you're Adam Levine too. You could like literally have sex with people like in person. You don't have to be in their DMs like a fucking troll. What are you doing?
Well, he is a troll, though.
Well, like, he is a
actually,
troll. I mean,
an actual troll.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's attractive at all. I've never
thought that man is attractive.
There's one lesson to be learned from this entire situation. It's that you should stop giving uglies chances.
The way that, like, the girlies don't know how to deal with ugly men in the way the gays do, I'm just like, y'all move funny. Because, like, those sort of dudes don't even breathe in the air that I literally will yell at you before you even come up to me. Like, exactly. I don't want you near me. I'll be like, get that. You know what? Let me stop. Because I'm gonna just really.
No, because in the gay community, we just break them. So don't come near me, Adam Levine, because we will literally, you have the mouth. It's like his mouth is the size of an opening of a pencil sharpener, like one of those. It's like, and then he has those beady eyes, and he's just like, ugh. I've never thought he was attractive, and his ugly fucking tattoos. Men are such.
Men are disgusting in general. I just am not interested in a man that's 5'5" and covered in tattoos. Like, and like, it's the yuck. It's like everything about him, and I just like, he stinks. I'm good.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about The Little Mermaid? I'm so fucking hype. With each week that passes, I get more hype.
Oh, I don't think we did. I'm excited. I'm hype.
The racists are so in their feelings about it.
It's seeing her. Oh my God, they're so mad, and I love it. I love it. Just stay mad because y'all not going to fight behind it. So what you doing? Like,
show up at the theater and fight.
We about to run the numbers up. About to run the numbers up.
Biggest
I'm gonna
premiere.
See it like 15 times. Like, I'm running it up.
I'm actually gonna come to each and every one of your houses and fight you if you aren't there. Buying tickets for your daughters, your cousins, everybody. we're running.
That trailer is so I'm so excited.
Yes. I'm still hyped from, I didn't even watch the Emmys because, you know, I don't watch that kind of shit.
Right.
But, Abbott Elementary cleaned up as they should.
Oh, I know, right? I'm so excited for them.
Remember?
Love that show. It's
nobody
so
was
funny.
Talking about
the
show.
I haven't started watching
the new season.
No, not at all.
Nobody was talking about it at the beginning, and it was like literally, but how quickly it blew up. But I'm so happy for Cheryl Ralph-Lee.
Shirley Ralph, girl.
Wow, what's the matter with me today?
What is wrong with you?
Am I stroking out?
Wow. I might be watching you have like a stroke. Cause I'm is she good? I'm like, girl.
We are getting older. So
I mean, don't remind me.
I am reminded. You know why?
Why?
Because last week, Mariah Carey's Butterfly album turned 25 years old.
Oh, right. And I've been listening to the track with Brandy, the redo with that with Brandy. Ooh.
That's my favorite song on the album. Well, actually, that's not my favorite song. My favorite song on the album is Breakdown.
Oh my God, that's my favorite song.
Favorite song. So
Breakdown is absolutely it. Like epic.
Yes, it's epic. So fucking good. It was when I was little. That was my fucking song. That album is so fucking good. It's such a safe, good album. It makes me think of the bus. We ride the school bus.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would listen to it on my Discman.
Oh.
That album fucking hit.
No, it still hits. It's timeless. Mariah, just it. I love you so much.
What was I gonna say? We got the Brandy song.
Mm-hmm.
There was something I was gonna say about someone related to Brandy. Sierra has a song with Summer Walker.
It came out today. It's amazing. It came out today.
Oh, is it good? Is it good?
Oh my God! It's flames. Flames.
Wait,
flames,
whose
flames.
Album is it on? It's not on Summer's album, is it?
It's on Sierra's forthcoming.
Because I was going to say, like, Sierra did a couple of things on Summer's album, but not like that. Yeah.
No, she didn't do like a full song, but this is like this is incredible. And they're releasing the video Friday.
Good because Sierra needs help with it. I'm so excited for her.
No, the song is incredible. It's very much in the lane of both of them. And I've been waiting for them to link because they're so, it's Atlanta. It's an Atlanta team up. I needed it. I'm hyped.
I'm excited for American Horror Story.
I don't watch, don't care.
I don't watch it either, but they're doing it in NYC.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, who cares? I'm like, I literally thought Ryan Murphy left us alone. Like, I just can't leave me alone.
I know your feelings about Dahmer, so.
Oh my God, no thanks. Fuck all of you. Why are y'all obsessed with this man? Y'all are mentally ill. It is so weird. I'm so disgusted. And that fucking movie.
What movie?
The Billy Eichner movie.
Oh, I'm not seeing that. Fuck.
Hate.
What are you talking about? I'm not seeing that.
Like the way he's like
press
doing
tour?
Press make. Yeah, it's like he invented being gay. It's like, so girl, weird. What is wrong with you? It's
like
weird. I hate him. Ew.
It's
y'all
weird.
Let
it's
this
really
ugly
fucking weird.
Get famous, and this is why he acts like this.
Y'all knew he was a problem when he used to run around in the street with the mic and the people's faces and all that shit. Now TikTokers do that every day, by the way, in New York City. They just run around and throw mics in people's faces, but you don't do that shit in Brooklyn because you will get beat up. Don't ever run up.
I just don't know how people feel comfortable doing that.
It's so weird. This generation is just very weird. Yeah.
They have a death wish is what it is.
But they also like to talk to the camera so much. Like, what is that about? Like front facing camera talking. And it's like, I don't.
Like, why do y'all need this much attention? It's weird. Like, get a fucking life. It's so goofy to me. Like, universe where I'm about to be like, what I spent in a day, girl, why the fuck are you telling me all this shit? Like, I don't need to know any of this.
It's very, yeah, it's really
how much my rent is based off of my paycheck and when the apartment taxes tour come out. Why are you doing this online?
Do my taxes with me.
It's
like, what?
So weird.
Yeah. There was a girl today. There was a bitch on TikTok today doing a TikTok live, and she was in the hurricane in Florida.
And she like,
yeah, she was like filming the hurricane. And she's on TikTok live and she's like, oh my God, thanks for the gifts, guys. Thanks for the gifts. Thanks for the likes.
The gifts.
Yeah, because you can send gifts.
Oh, right. Oh,
you know
okay.
What I'm talking about.
But why are you going live during the hurricane?
Because people in Florida don't have any fucking sense.
This is weird. Like something like this is what there's going to be a cataclysmic event to course correct because y'all are mentally ill and like something is not right in the water. I'm not interested in this. This is bothers me on such a deep level. Every time you open any app, somebody live. Why?
This is why I'm not.
It's like, what are you going live for? Like, it's like every.
This is why I'm not having another kid.
Right. You mean besides your dog?
I'm a father first and foremost. So
bitch, fuck you. Cause I'm like, you do not have a baby. You out here being fake.
I have Stevie, and first and foremost, I'm a father. Okay.
I was like, you do not have a literal human walking around. I was like,
single father.
Bitch, please, I will fight you. Like, I am not interested.
I will fight you too, but not in front of my fucking kid.
Oh, in front of your baby. Ugh.
Yeah, my baby. Would you fight in front of your kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all be acting like kids can't see shit. Like, if
remember
I'm
when Teresa used to fight
kid,
in front of her kids?
Good.
Kathy Wakili was like, I had to watch her daughter. She was unattended. Unattended, Kathy. Unattended.
It's like teach them conflict resolution.
Yeah,
like
Teresa used to fight in front of her kids.
Watch me swing on this hoe. Like, this is what you need to see this.
Oh my goodness. I can't. Let's talk a little bit about Real Housewives of Atlanta a little bit. It was finished. Wait, actually, real quick, before we do. Did you watch Selling OC?
I did.
Oh, you did. Wait, I have to know your feeling. Okay, because the way I fucking hate these scumbags, every single one of them, I want to swing. All the men are cheating on their wives. They're filming this show. There's so much disrespect going around.
It's it's weird. Well, I'm connected to one of the girls on that show, which is Mass.
Which one?
Polly, the British one.
Oh, okay.
The British one.
Okay. She cool?
No, not in the way that I fuck with her. Like, I just, like, she's like in an
orbit.
Yeah,
I don't like her. I don't like anybody on that fucking show.
No, I don't check for her.
Okay, so
and then you know that what's his name? I don't check for her like that. Like, I know of her because she was like fucking on somebody I'm really good friends with. But anyway, so the dude that's married to Brittany Snow, that was like on the show cheating.
Not soon.
They're divorced.
They're getting divorced. They're separated.
They're already separated and he running around with Alex because that's what he was doing anyway.
Alex Hall. Who's kind of like the LC of the show. She's kind of like the main narrator.
She's giving LC energy too.
But also the most evil. Because it only took an episode or two for her to completely switch up. And I was like, wow, you're dark. Like,
she's fake as fuck.
Who do you hate the most?
The dude, the main dude.
Yeah, the one who, yeah, got this. Yeah, because if he wasn't showing up that way in the world, then people wouldn't be stepping to him like that when his wife is
like
in the room.
The, right? Like it's weird. Like the way he was like, I get you, you ignore my wife. It's like, sir, you're 5'3". If you don't get the fuck out of my face,
oh,
like he is so weird. I do.
Oh,
oh, I hate
the one who's
him.
Very OC. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But also, like, is fully down there pretending he's a whole white person and he's not. Like, he's a weirdo. Like, I do not check for him at all.
OC is a very strange
I
place.
Hate him. No, because it's literally giving, like, it's giving the same energy as, like, how everybody that's, like, Cuban in Miami thinks they're white. It's the same thing there. Like, it's like, y'all are weirdos. Like, I need you to clock in. Like, it's like,
I cannot.
No fucking thanks. I hate him. But everybody else is just annoying. I don't like anybody.
And they tried to play those two girls, making it like they're kind of the villains at the beginning, but then they tried to kind of have a redemption moment at the very end, but
I don't like them either.
Dirt bags, all of them. Nobody's redeemable. Dirt bags, low lives, dirt bags, scum of the earth. Everyone's terrible on this fucking show. Zero redeemable characters. Everyone burned the whole place down.
It's shocking that they had nobody on the show that you liked. Like no one.
I never thought you could film a reality show without having at least one protagonist, but apparently you can.
Ugh. That was embarrassing. So yeah, I watched
Omarosa was bad.
No, Omarosa is an it girl though. Like we're not about to do
she's
her.
Like, no, because I mean, she's like an iconic villain, but these people are just literal dirtbags.
Also, Omarosa is on Married to Medicine now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's best friends with Dr. Simone. She keeps popping up. She's in like she's like in every other episode.
Why can't she be a main character? Then I would watch.
Well, she just is bopped in to give advice because like she's been friends with Dr. Simone, which I had no idea. And I just lived. She was in one episode and I was so pressed. I was like, I love Omarosa. Bring her back to TV.
I might have to start watching Married to Medicine because people keep telling me to watch it. I know, but I heard they be fighting this season. I heard they be getting it in. Oh my God.
A girl did a close fist punch and tried to swing on Toya. Toya mushed her. Like
I saw that.
It is literally what Atlanta thinks it's doing. Like, Married to Medicine is eating the girls up.
I'm a Dr. Heavenly fan. From what I see. Because
you like country mess.
Yeah. She's very 305.
Yeah. She is so cunt. I can't. I can't.
I love it. I love it.
I like Dr. Jackie.
I personally love it.
I like that show. Dr. Jackie is me, so I like that show.
Okay. Selling OC. I'll watch season two, but I fucking hate
it. Oh, I'm going to watch it because I want to see more mess.
I want to see more mess, but I fucking hate these people. Y'all, I watched it in like one afternoon.
I did too. It flew by.
Because nothing happens.
Absolutely nothing happens. Very factual.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, speaking of nothing happens. It was such a chore to get through this fucking show. Damn it. You know what? It is really sad because you know how much I just like have always loved Marlo. And now that we have enough of her.
I hate her.
So fucking good. So fucking good on her. But it's
she's
like, I don't want
a fucking demon. She's such a horrible person.
She really is a horrible person. We really should have just always had just a little bit of her because the more they're going to really need to balance that cast out with some more likable people that you want to win because even Kenya isn't really likable. Like Kenya don't want
to. I mean, Kenya's not likable at all, but she don't give a fuck. So it's like you can't really like Kenya is like, I don't care. You bitches are all whack. And like, I'm literally the only person using this platform to like become something globally besides Candy who already came in with her shit. So it's like, I just like the only people that are interesting to watch, which is odd, like the whole show, they turned me, I'm now Team Drew.
Yeah, I know it's fucked like... up. I'm like, I hate Drew, but at the same time, it's like I have nowhere else to go.
But I also like... think she's a good housewife objectively. Like, I like her. She has enough going on. Like,
she has
her family. Her family's super involved. Like, I like how everybody in her life is on board. Whereas, like, with Sonya, I feel like she forcing them people to be on the show because she wanted to be on the show.
She moved all those people from Jamaica into her fucking small-ass house. House ain't even decorated. The shit that is decorated looks like it's from Amazon. It's a mess. The whole shit ain't, you know, it's she lives out in the boondocks.
It's
she doesn't even live in Atlanta.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she lives further out than, like, Candy. It's embarrassing.
And it's also like Sonya, it's just like, I don't know what the problem is with the show, but I just hate everything about it up and down. But I can't tell anyone
I do
to go
too.
Home because we don't have anybody else because Nene can't come back.
No.
They said Portia was going to come back, but she's not.
I mean, if Portia came back, that would help. And then Sheree said that she was trying to get Kim. And Lisa Wu Swetra to come back. I was like, bring both of them back. Because Lisa Wu is, but Lisa likes to fight. So I want her because she with it. So like,
that's true. Remember that time
the way she fought
Kim.
Those bitches at the dinner? Yeah. Like, I want Lisa back.
But don't bring Kim Zolciak back. She knows.
No, yes, bring back. We need some racist energy in the room.
Okay,
like, need it.
Sigs and wigs.
You better watch them B words.
Better watch them B words
over in the ocean.
Sweetie, unfortunately,
the show. It's as much as Nene is crazy. They need her. Like the
they
only
really
it only hits with her.
But
it's
it only hits with her and Kim. Together.
No, I need them back at each other's throats. Like, I just need it.
Because the bitches fucking hated each other.
But
oh
Kim
God.
Is
and then
such
in the mix too.
Sheree, but Kim is such an incredible housewife because she knows what she's there to do. Like, she comes in and she's like, she can hold her own with anybody. That's why I like Kim.
She was kooky like Mary Cosby, but actually able to fight and form sentences.
Right.
Yeah,
she's cool. Oh, but see, I mean, and then like since Mary's not on Salt Lake City, I don't care. I'm good.
Yeah, see, Salt Lake City's back tonight,
and I'm bored because
I'm gonna have to watch it.
That new girl that's like thought she was doing some coming for Asians? Jen. It's weird. It's a rehearsed read. It's weird. Yeah. Like you look corny.
you're doing like text graphics on fucking Instagram stories fighting with bitches. Like, you know, like I'm a father first and foremost. So
okay.
I'm not like fighting with
Here
people.
Here we go.
I'm not sitting up on Twitter fighting with y'all about nothing. Okay. So especially when I'm a friend of doing it for free.
Right, and you just trying to like have a viral moment because you think it's gonna get you a golden ticket. Like, girl.
And I don't like people that fight with people that are either on probation or going in. It's like, you know that they're not gonna fight you, so.
Right, it's like you trying to get her to swing on you, she'll go to jail.
Yeah, it's like, just.
That's oppie. Like, that's weird energy
it's
to
really,
me. Like, square up with a bitch who ain't on parole.
Low-hanging fruit.
Right, like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
But see, Atlanta, I wanted to like it, but nothing really happened. And then this reunion was absolutely horrible.
Don't ever do this again, Andy Cohen. Three parts don't ever waste my time with this again. Stop doing three-part reunions if it doesn't have enough material. There's not enough content there for 3 hours. Kenya didn't even say damn near anything. Kenya is
not at all.
She's basically giving what Nene gave towards the end of her run.
Yep.
Kenya's just there to get her check.
Yep.
She don't want to participate. She doesn't want to argue with anybody. Honestly, if you ask me, I would say Kenya needs to just go home.
I think she does too, but then also I like watching Kenya when she's like with people that she gets along with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind Kenya if she's with Candy. Like, they are fine. I like them together.
Yeah.
I think it's enough for me to watch. I would much rather just see... I like the girls who actually have real relationships off the show. Like, just bring back people who actually fuck with each other for real. Like,
don't,
but I want it to be real. Like, it's like, I don't like Sonya because I'm just like, You are There's such a pick me, flip flopping, corny ass bitch. It's weird.
Wow.
She's corny as fuck. It's honestly, like if her husband wasn't there, I wouldn't give a fuck.
At this point, just bring Mama Joyce on as a full timer.
Okay.
Then we could really get it turned up.
Stop.
Bring your OLG on the show.
Just merge OLG into Atlanta Housewives. And
give my birth in and Mike Pax, and let's just do it. We'll be fighting in David's bridal next thing you know.
Bring back home girl, Yovana. I need
this is Joyce.
Who were a mess. I need
you
mess.
Know that was a damn lie.
I don't.
Girl, I would come find you. I'll drag you like you was a damn rag doll. You old heifer.
I just want like new bitches that are like in the orbit, but aren't like, I don't want a brand new bitch. I just want people who, I want somebody new who's known in Atlanta to be on the show.
It's kind of insane because it's like Atlanta's the Black Hollywood and there's tons of.
So there's Mugnetta countless people you could tap.
You could tell that Mugnetta was supposed to be full time.
But she was like, not with this mess.
she's just watching with her white husband. She's like, nope, not getting that.
Oh, Heath. I like Heath.
Yeah, we like Heath. We do.
No, we Very know handsome. You like Heath. He's All cute. Right. What? He's sweet, though.
And on that note, let's move over to the B-side. I want to talk about Real, I want to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I want to talk I know. But there's like... Okay, but there's also, wait, what else? There was, am I going crazy?
What?
This is Beverly Hills. Oh, I have some tea about Heather Dubrow, but we'll go over there. We'll talk about it over there.
I mean, also, just for record, like the Dubai reunion, actually, the Dubai reunion hit, by the way.
Did it?
Yes. Well,
it better fucking hit.
No,
the whole season did it. I hope they watched themselves and learned how to fucking.
No, it was a vibe. I was actually really like the girls came and did what they knew to do, but it was literally just
Lisa
and Ayan ate the reunion up. The rest of those bitches were stuck.
So they're gonna get a season two because you could tell Bravo is gonna be embarrassed if they don't because they put so much into season one.
They should also thank Lisa and Ayan for getting them a second season because the rest of those bitches are sleepy. Like y'all made the show boring.
I was really shocked how the blonde one, what's her name, Caroline Stanberry, how much she flopped.
She's all because she's a miserable hating ass bitch. Like, like she was like that on Ladies of London though, but it worked.
I didn't watch amongst, that. So
it was it works when it's just like white simple bitches around you, but they don't work in that format. Ladies of London was a different format. Like it didn't. Like she wasn't prepared for this.
Let's talk about it over there. Let's tell the people where to follow you. Here's his face. All right.
You can follow me at mr.lawhorne on Instagram. And that's all you go get.
You guys know where to follow me. Pet Shop Boy on Instagram, the_PetShopBoy on Twitter. I'm Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. And the website where you can go to get the bonus episodes is cameo.com/theBList. And wait, no, did I say that? Oh my God, patreon.com/theBList. Am I stroking out today? I'm so tired. I think
you are. It's weird.
I'm working on a huge project. I'll tell you about it offline. It's secret. It's going to, but it's it's taking up all my time, but it's big.
Okay, well, we like that. Yeah. Okay, well, we like that.
Filming stuff. So.
Okay.
See you guys on the B-side. Love you guys. Find me over there. Bye.
Bye, kids.
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.